Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Thank you for joining us today. This message is for the week of December 10th, 2023, the second Sunday of Advent. The message is from the series A Promise of a Savior. It's entitled The Promise to Abraham. One of the main texts is Genesis chapter 12. Verses 1 to 3. The call to worship is from Psalm 89, verse 8 and 15. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. Christmas is a time of giving. And retailers are trying to entice you to buy your gifts from them in order to make this Christmas extra special. However, as hard as you try, you will never exceed the greatest gift giver of all, and that is God, who gave his Son Jesus to us. In Genesis chapter 3, we see that even as Adam and Eve heard the results of their rebellion against God, the Lord already had a plan to bring men and women back into relationship with him. This is what Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. He says, "It is God who saved us and chose us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserved it, but because that was his plan long before the world began, to show his love and kindness to us through Christ Jesus. And now he has made all of this plain to us by the coming of Christ Jesus, our Savior, who broke the power of death and showed us the way to everlasting life through the good news. The birth of Jesus through the seed of a woman is God keeping his promise to defeat the power of the devil and to save his people from their sins." After we read of the fall in Genesis chapter 3, Genesis shows how humanity develops. Although a few people walk with God, the vast majority choose not to. And sinful behavior grows to frightening proportions. Eventually, only Noah's family is willing to take God's direction seriously and prepare for a rainy judgment. It is clear that we are unwilling and unable to fix ourselves, regardless of how many hundreds of years of life experience we are given to try and do it. We are unable to, and quite frankly, we are unwilling to. The next big step in God's plan for humanity involved finding someone who would trust him and follow his plan. At the end of Genesis chapter 11, we are introduced to 75-year-old Abram. His name means exalted father, and yet ironically, he and his wife have no children. Years later, when Abram was 99 years old, God changed his name to what we're more familiar with, Abraham. And Abraham means father of many, which seems even more ironic, even though his wife Sarah still had not had a child. We see this in Genesis chapter 17. Now, why did God do this? Because he was preparing to keep his promise. That's why he changed Abram's name to Abraham. 1 year later, Abraham's wife, Sarah, whose name was changed to Sarah, gave birth to a son whom they named Isaac, which means he laughs. A 99-year-old man, and Sarah, I think she was about 90 or something. He laughs was the name given to their son Isaac. He laughs because of all who laughed at the idea that God could do such a thing through such an elderly couple. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, we see God comes to Abraham, to Abram. This is before the child. This is before they have gone to the land of Canaan. And God comes to Abraham with a request, one request and four promises, if Abraham will obey him. Genesis 12, 1 to 3 says, Then the Lord told Abram, leave your country, your relatives, and your father's house, and go to the land that I will show you. I will cause you to become the father of a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and I will make you a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you. Genesis 12, 1 to 3 from the New Living Translation. At first glance, it seems that God is saying that he is only interested in blessing Abraham. You know, if you obey me, then I'll bless you. Yet as we come to the last of the four promises, it's in verse 3. We see God's goal in choosing and blessing Abram. The result of his obedience will be all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. Now, this was not understood by most of the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in Jesus' day. The assumption was that non-Jews, the Gentiles, were beyond hope because they were left out of Abraham's blessing. But God had other plans. We can see this looking at the lives of those mentioned in Jesus' genealogy in Matthew chapter 1, which begins with Abraham, you know, the father of the nation, as he was seen, then goes through Israel's greatest king, King David, who received the promise of a Messiah. And then we follow it through to Jesus. But at least three Gentile women are included in this genealogy. Not just three women, there's four women, but at least three of them are definitely Gentile. Here we see, again, God's mission heart. This was his plan from the very beginning to give all of humanity the opportunity to return to him. The Apostle Paul wrote the letter to the Galatians, the church in that area of Galatia, to persuade Gentile Christians not to accept the argument that they needed to add, keeping the Jewish laws and traditions to complete their faith. This is important to us because regardless of its source, it's legalism. And legalism is an attempt to prove to others and to God that we are worthy of salvation. And doing that, trying to prove to God that we're worthy of salvation, is hopeless, it's worthless, and it's unnecessary. Paul, to counter the Jewish argument that these people were hearing, the need to keep the laws, turns to the greatest example, Abraham, the founder of their people, and points to him as an example of someone who pleased God, who God accepted through his faith in God rather than by keeping the law. Abraham was accepted by God before he was circumcised, and long before the law was given to Moses. So Abraham wasn't picked by God because he was following the law, that he was good enough. Abraham is described as one who became the father of those who follow God by faith. Listen to Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. And this is, again, from the New Living Translation. The Apostle Paul writes, "O foolish Galatians, who has cast an evil spell on you? For the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made as clear to you as if you had seen a picture of his death on the cross. Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Of course not. You received the Spirit because you believed the message you heard about Christ. How foolish can you be? After starting your new lives in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? Have you experienced so much for nothing? Surely it was not in vain, was it? I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Of course not. It is because you believe the message you heard about Christ. In the same way, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. The real children of Abraham, then, are those who put their faith in God. What's more, the scriptures looked forward to this time when God would make the Gentiles right in his sight because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, "All nations will be blessed through you." So, all who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith. But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under his curse. For the scriptures say, "Cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commands that are written in God's book of the law." So it is clear that no one can be made right with God by trying to keep the law. For the scriptures say, "It is through faith that a righteous person has life." This way of faith is very different from the way of the law, which says it is through obeying the law that a person has life. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. That was Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 to 14 from the New Living Translation. God has kept his promise to Adam, Eve, and Abraham, and the prophets who followed in a mind-blowing way. The Lord himself provided the sacrificial offering that we needed. He took upon himself the penalty for sin that we deserved to rescue all of humanity, Jews and Gentiles. Jesus, the seed of a woman, endured the bite on his heel, the cross, to crush the head of the devil, keeping his promise to us. God, the greatest giver, in sending Jesus has given us the greatest gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Today, as we lit the second candle of Advent, we remembered the faith of Mary and Joseph in believing God's promise about the baby Mary was carrying, Jesus. Have you received Jesus, the most precious gift of Christmas? Have you asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to come and rule your life? You do this not through self-effort. Rather, it is through putting your faith in Jesus to save you and then following him, obeying him, as Abraham and others did. Now, if you have accepted this precious gift of salvation offered through God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, then you are most blessed. Now remember, like Abraham, you have received this blessing in order to be a blessing. God's heart is for all, for everyone, to hear of his salvation and return to him. Will you join him in that work this Christmas? Samuel Shoemaker said, "Most people are brought to faith in Christ not by argument for it, but by exposure to it." This Christmas, live out your faith and celebrate the fulfillment of God's promise to send a descendant of Abraham through whom the whole world would be blessed, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The benediction is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 23 and 24, from the Contemporary English Version. I pray that God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ will give peace, love, and faith to every follower. May God be kind to everyone who keeps on loving our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. The Lord bless you. Walk in his strength. Goodbye.